Time now for our Cyclone Insider with Voice of the Cyclones, John Walters. And John, a great start here for the Cyclone men's basketball team, undefeated through the Cy-Hawk game, and still a couple more games here to go before Big 12 play. What do you expect to see here as these last few tune-up games get played?
Well, I think CJ's going to be very adamant that they play well against Long Beach State on Sunday and then against Houston Christian week from Monday. The one that's scarier is the Long Beach State game, because I always call it the one foot out the door game, where you're going to be leaving for Christmas, mm-hmm. you know, pretty much the minute the game ends. We've seen some major upsets in college basketball in those circumstances. And thankfully, we haven't seen one of those upsets with Iowa State lately. They did happen before, but TJ is very, very good at making sure that the guys are ready to play. And I don't think he was completely satisfied with the way they played against Eastern Illinois, and I think he's going to make that point this week in practice. And so I expect them to be really ready to go against Long Beach State. And when you think about it, I mean, TJ's in his fifth year, and they really haven't lost one of these games at all, anywhere along their schedule. I mean, you know, you go back in the past, and Iowa State's lost to, you know, Milwaukee or Florida A&M or, you know, some teams that they probably shouldn't lose to. They haven't lost any of those games under TJ Otzberger. He's won them all. So, you know, it would be great to see them close out with two really strong wins and then head into conference play with a ton of momentum, and that's pretty much what I expect to happen.
You know, speaking of getting into conference play, you look at, you know, Iowa State, Arizona, BYU, Houston, Kansas, Texas Tech, all ranked in the top 25. And we know that, you know, the Big 12 is just traditionally one of the best basketball conferences, if not the best in the U.S. And what's kind of your make as we see, you know, right on the horizon, right after the new year, getting into that conference play? What's your thought of the strength and who's really going to probably separate themselves as one of the top dogs?
Well, I think you could say for sure that Iowa State and probably Arizona are right at the top. And then I wouldn't drift too far down to Houston. Look at their history, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think Houston's going to be certainly in that top three mix. And then BYU's right there. I mean, BYU is really, really good. DeBansa is an amazing freshman. They've got all the pieces around it. So I think those are the top four. I mean, Kansas depends on Darren Peterson. If he comes back fully healthy, then certainly they're going to be in the mix for the conference championship. If he doesn't, then I don't know if they can get that high. But they're certainly a top five team in the Big 12. And then we'll see with Texas Tech. They've kind of struggled. They're hurting with their depth. They've got six guys that play and play a ton and are really good players. They're just struggling to find that seventh, eighth, ninth guy. A lot of that's because they've had some injuries. So if they get healthier, I think they could climb back into the race and become a big factor as well. So It is a great league. It's a tremendous league, and it's going to be so much fun to watch it unfold. Basically, you'll tune into these games, Big 12 games, probably starting with Iowa State, West Virginia on January 2nd, and just get drawn into it, because it's always compelling basketball, and I think this year especially so, it's going to be a really fascinating race to the finish.
Yeah, John, you talk about the top teams there in the Big 12. Arizona, obviously, the freshman, Koa Pete there, Peterson at Kansas, a freshman, and DeBansa at BYU, a freshman. How does Iowa State's experience there with seniors and upperclassmen, your Taman Lipsies and Milan Momcilovic and Joshua Jefferson, how does that help them, especially moving forward? I know they've got a heavier back end of the schedule here against some of these top Big 12 teams.
Well, I think that experience definitely helps. So when you look on when it comes to hard times, they really do lean on those veteran guys, Joshua Jefferson, as you mentioned, Taman Lipsy, Milan Momcilovic, Nate Heisey, are guys that have played a lot of basketball and played it very, very well. And they lean on those guys in those moments. But their young guys are really coming along, too. Killian Torrey has been tremendous. He's one of the best freshmen in the Big 12. I recently saw a top 10, a mock draft that had the top 10 players expected to be drafted, and five of them were freshmen in the Big 12 conference.
Wow.
Which is just unbelievable. I mean, the three you mentioned, and then the two guys at Houston, Flemings and Sinek. And so it's like, holy cow, you know, this league is loaded again. Those young players are really, really talented. But you're right, experience does matter. And the only way you can get experience is by playing. I mean, you can't just snap your fingers and have experience. So these guys have not been through a challenging Big 12 race yet. Neither is Torrey. But I think it'll be, you know, interesting to see which teams kind of can form an identity the quickest and be ready to really go compete for the championship. So it's going to be a great race for sure.
Plus, there's a lot of depth this year. I mean, there's five teams that have 10 wins already, and there's seven teams that only have one loss. It just seems like this year the depth from, you know, one through the rest of the schools is pretty deep.
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of a drop off after the top five, but mm-hmm. I will say that Oklahoma State and Colorado and some of those other schools have been real surprises, that they were really down a year ago and have been really good so far this year. Now, that's not to say that they're going to be able to sustain it into a really rugged Big 12. We'll see. But there's several schools that are, I think, a lot better than people thought. West Virginia is kind of an interesting team. Ross Hodge, their coach, is a really good defensive coach. Came from North Texas. He's kind of a Larry Eustachy disciple from way back. There are a lot of really intriguing teams to me around the Big 12 conference. And so I'll be fascinated to see, you know, some of the, because there'll be big upsets. On a given night, you know, Kansas State just went into Creighton and won with P.J. Haggerty. He's a terrific player, scorer. You know, those kind of upsets are going to happen throughout the Big 12 race, and it's really going to alter the Big 12 race. And you know they're coming. You just don't know when and where. And so that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, for sure. Well, have a great call this weekend. We hope you have a Merry Christmas as well. And thanks so much for your time, John.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.